Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, saints of God. We want to welcome you to Morning Dew Prayer this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'd like to read in your hearing this morning from Psalm 37. I'll begin at verse 1. It reads, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." I have read verses 1 through 9. God, we thank you and we bless you on this morning. We're honoring you. We've come to seek your face this morning, Lord. We've come to seek your will and your way for our lives. We've come to inquire of you with regard to kingdom agenda for our lives, even on this day and going forth, Lord. We ask that you would forgive us of all sin and that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Settle our hearts and our minds as we keep our minds and our hearts stayed on you. Settle our minds. You promised to keep us in peace if we would keep our hearts and our minds stayed on you. That way we won't fret, O God, because of the evil around us, those who work in iniquity, those who work against us, those who work against the kingdom, those who come against the word of God and the messengers of God. But we bless you on today because you've told us, Lord God, to just trust in you and continue to do good. Do that which is after your will. Do that which is in accordance to your will. And no matter where adversity comes from, Lord God, you promised, God, that we'll dwell in the land and that we will be fed, that we'll be built up and we'll be preserved. You will sustain us. You will provide for us. You'll give us the desires of our hearts. You will plant within us what is your will to do, your desire. For it's you who worketh in us, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. And today we've come back, God, to just say, give us the desires of our hearts. In other words, you put it there, Lord, and we'll walk it out. We thank you and we bless you as we commit our way unto you. We trust in you and believe you to bring it to pass. Bring to pass your good and your perfect will, God. Forgive us for every way that we've walked against your will, that we've come against the destiny that you've set before us, the ways that we've drawn back and we've been hesitant and we've halted between opinions, God. But today we've come back just to say, Lord, thank you. And we want to walk after your will and your way. We realize, God, that we are but flesh. Oh, we need your spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth. We need you to undergird us and to build us up. Pull down every high-minded way, every haughty spirit, those who think that they can do it on their own. God, we thank you right now for the knowledge of your will. We thank you for knowing that there is no other way beside you. We thank you for knowing that we can't make it without you, O God. It's you, O God, that causes us to triumph. It's you who have called us more than conquerors. It's not because of anything that we've done, but it's all in accordance to your will. With that today, Lord God, we take boldness and we come to the throne of grace. O God, not fretting, as your word has said, because of evildoers, but we're thankful today because we're partakers of the inheritance and the treasures of heaven. Thank you that you've delivered us out of the authority of darkness and you've translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. So, oh God, with this authority today, we pray for our loved ones. We pray for those who are yet unsaved. We pray for them, God, that they would be saved, that they would be kingdom dwellers, and that they would do your will, Lord. We pray for our children and our children's children, Lord, our lineage, our heritage, Lord. Children left to themselves are doomed for destruction. So we pray for every parent, Lord, that they would have the boldness, Lord God, to teach and to train, even in this world, Lord. Oh, God, we pray that you would give your parents boldness, holy boldness and wisdom to raise up children in this world, children who will be able to stand, children who will be able to speak the word of God, children, oh God, who won't be afraid to pray, who won't be intimidated, oh God, by the works of evil and darkness, oh God, that seem to be so prevalent in the world. But we know that you have a remnant. You yet have those who have not bowed the knee, oh God, to the enemy. But we bow down before you, and we look to you, and we lift your name. It's your name alone, O God, that is worthy of praise, that is worthy of honor. And we thank you that we speak your word. Thank you that the word of God shall continually be in our mouths, and your word will not and does not return unto you void, but it always accomplishes what you have sent it to do. So we speak your word today, God, speaking peace, speaking deliverance, speaking healing, oh God, over these airways. We speak it today, Lord. Somebody's crying out to you, oh God, crying in desperation, knowing that you are the only hope. Oh God, we thank you and we bless you today. You are our hope. We look to you. We commit our works unto you. We commit our way unto you. Yes, Lord, we entrust them wholly unto you. Everything, oh God, that you've set our hands to do, we commit it unto you. Oh, God, our lives are desperately in need of a touch from you. Healing and deliverance comes from you. Health and wisdom comes from you. Joy comes from you. And we thank you right now. Effectually work in us. Cause our thoughts to become agreeable with your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that all that we do will be established, so that all that we do will succeed. We submit, God, to the wisdom of the kingdom, to practical insight, Lord. You've lavished it upon us, even in accordance with the riches and the graciousness of your favor. Thank you for your generosity today, Lord. Thank you, O God, that every good and every perfect gift comes from you. We obey your word today. We make, O God, this commitment to you. We declare, O God, that we belong to you. We will not fret because of the evil that surrounds us. We won't be in alarm because of the news reports, O God. But our word, O God, is found, O God, through the word of God. And we thank you. We believe the report of the word of God, that you yet reign, that you yet rule. Oh, God, that you provide for us and for our families, that in the midst of turmoil, you remain faithful. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for making all grace and all favor and every blessing come to us, Lord God, in abundance. We have all sufficiency. We abound to every good work, and we thank you right now. Thank you for the ministering spirits as you've assigned to us to go forth, O God, and bring to pass that which you have declared over our lives. We decree and declare today that you are the light of this world. Yes, Lord, your light shines in darkness. There's a great darkness, God, but you've given us to shine forth. Your word shines forth through your people today. We remain diligent. We seek your word. We seek your knowledge in the name of Jesus. We seek your wisdom. We declare that we have the ability, Lord, to understand your word. Yes, you've given us, O God, the understanding. You've opened up revelation knowledge to us today. So we've declared that we will trust in you. We'll do good. We'll delight ourselves in you today. We commit our way unto you, God. We trust in you, Lord. Help us, O God. Help our unbelief. Help those who are wavering today. Help those, O God, whose faith has been shaken. Something has come against them today, but we declare that they shall stand. Even that great thing that's come against them, against their family, against their finances, oh God, against their stand of faith. But God, yet with they've done everything that they know to do to stand, we declare that they'll continue to stand, and you'll raise them up and you'll bring them out in the name of Jesus, because you are faithful. So we rest in you today. We rest in you. We declare rest over your people. We wait patiently for you. We come against the spirit of intimidation, anxiousness. We'll be anxious for nothing. And we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We won't fret for the man that brings wicked devices, oh God, to pass. We declare that we cease from anger today, and we're forsaking wrath. Help us to be forgiving. Help us not to fret ourselves in any way to do evil or to return evil for evil. But we come against evil with good. And we thank you, God. We bless and we curse not, because we realize the power that lies within our tongue. We realize that we speak with kingdom authority. And when we speak, things happen. Yes, Lord. So we thank you today. We speak peace. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We speak salvation, oh, God. We speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. You're yet delivering. Deliver and set free. It is our prayer. Deliver and set free. Nothing is too hard for you. And it's in the matchless name of Jesus that we do pray. We believe you, O God, to sustain us and to bring us out. We thank you, O God, for binding every mishap and every tragedy in the operating room today, in chemotherapy situations today, in radiation treatments today. Yes, Lord, we thank you for it now. In the dialysis center, we come against every mishap. In Jesus' name, we bless you and we give you glory. Keep your people safe, even as they prepare to go forth with this inauguration this week. God, we pray for safety. We pray, oh God, that you bind the hand of the enemy, every plot and scheme of the devil to do evil. We come against it in the name of Jesus. And we do thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, saints. I want to thank you for joining us on the line this morning. I want to remind you that we are in prayer this month at the Temple of Healing Waters, and this is Wednesday, so we're inviting you to join us for prayer at 7 p.m. Come out and be a part of the prayer service. We need to be covered in this hour. We need to join together and be unified and see what it is that the Lord is saying to the church in this hour. Come out and pray with us. Devote this hour of time with the saints of God. God bless you as you go forth today. The Lord has gone before you, so go in peace and don't fret because of all the evil report around us. We yet look up to the Lord. He is our strength and he's our sustainer. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.